Good morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. One of the most recognizable TV theme songs of all time. For the Young and the Restless.
No, you have to say, The Young and the Restless.
Young and the Restless.
Sean Connery stars in Young and the Restless.
Eric Braeden is an actor best known for playing Victor Newman on The Young and the Restless. Been on the show for almost 40 years. He has a new book out today called All Be Damned, where he talks about his life being born in Nazi Germany and having someone come over there and discover him, which led him to come to the States and become an actor. And it's very interesting. But we had a chance to talk to him, and we recorded it. And to be honest, we couldn't understand him very well.
We were all looking at each other, but then we thought, look, we cannot just pass over this.
No.
This guy is so well known.
Yes, but we have to point out one clip where I asked him about, you know, how have you been so lucky, the longevity of the show, and he talks about, I'm just one lucky guy. And then apparently he mentioned something about the Chiefs. I totally didn't hear it, ignored him, and just kept going.
Yes, just been one lucky dude. Yeah.
One lucky dude.
Well, especially in this.
So the Chiefs lost yesterday, huh?
Well, in this day and age where, you know, a lot of the soap operas went away, unfortunately, but Young and the Restless is still going strong, what do you think makes that one stand out? We couldn't hear any of it. We were actually going through an editing, and Tara goes, hold up, everyone. I think he mentioned the Chiefs. Because when we were listening to it at first, it was more like, but he was very interesting. And so we wanted to play some of the clips that we could understand him better in. Because as I said, he was born in Germany, and Tara actually asked him about that.
And Eric, I know we can find out more when we get the book, but can you tell me a little bit about growing up in World War II Germany?
I was born in 1941. And so my early memories were of bombings and fires and hiding in basements, and obviously I was very young, but these are visceral impressions that will never leave you, ever. The sound of bombers approaching, and then, you know, the following, the consequent cacophony of bombs exploding and the anti-aircraft and all that, that stays with you forever.
Was that one of the harder moments to reflect on when you were writing this book?
I think one of the hard moments, in a sense, was that I really began to reflect on how hard my mother's life was, you know? My father died when he was 12. He was a member of the Nazi Party during the war and before, and began to have his doubts already around 1940, apparently, but nevertheless was caught in that machinery, and he died young, and I was 12, and we were thrown into poverty after that. And my mother raised four boys, four strong-headed boys. So I respect her enormously for what she accomplished.
I really want to read this book.
So his father died when he was 12. His dad was he was a member of the Nazi Party before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to tell us how someone went over to Germany and found him. And that's how he got discovered. And they helped him get over here to the United States. And that's when he studied and was able to have a career. And if you get this book, it actually is an international bestseller that's out on paper book today. But the book's called I'll Be Damned. And he has a whole bunch of pictures and things. And of course, speaking of his career, I had to ask him, because remember this clip of Titanic? I have to ask you this. Please allow us to geek out for 1 second. Okay, what was it like working with James Cameron on Titanic?
James Cameron is a genius, plain and simple. Never really have known a person that extremely bright, that energetic, and that gutsy. You know, this was one of the first over $100 million films. The people from 20th and Paramount came to the set almost every day towards the end, hoping that this would not be a sinking ship for them as well. And I knew early on, I remember I made remarks early on, that it would be very successful. And they said, well, why? I said, because it's a soap opera, a very expensive soap opera. When I saw James showed me and my wife and my son the first few years while he was still shooting in Mexico, and I got goosebumps watching it, and you could hear he already had Celine Dion's voice, and we saw the first opening few feet, and I said, you're going to make a fortune with this film. He says, man, I hope so. Obviously, the rest is history.
Do you remember him? Until I mentioned it, Rocket, do you remember? Play the clip.
No, this is what he told me. I totally forgot he was in the movie.
That's John Jacob Astor, the richest man on the ship. His little wifey there, Madeline, is my age and in a delicate condition. See how she's trying to hide it? Quite the scandal.
Hey, Astor.
Well, hello, Molly. Nice to see you.
JJ, Madeline, I'd like you to meet Jack Dawson.
How do you do?
Pleasure.
Hello, Jack. Are you of the Boston Dawsons?
No, the Chippewa Falls Dawsons, actually.
Oh, yes.
You could understand it much better in the movie. What if he had been like,
"Hello, Mother. Are you in with the Boston Dawsons?"
The book actually looks really good. I want to read it. It's called I'll Be Damned, and it's available now, actually in paperback. Hey, DJ, won't you play that song? We don't stop. You're sorted. Mix 93.3.